And you can start things off on Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Oh, maybe it's a good start. I want to send a big salute to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for their decision. I know it's a tough one to not play Charleston Hughes, but what a game they gave in spite of him not being on the team.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I hope all those Hondurans make it through to Canada. We should send a couple of buses down for all those immigrants. We need them. Thank you very much.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
So, again, I feel very bad for the Chris Jones critics, because you know that they're out there, and they're out there all the time, because every time the team wins, it's got to be another nail, hey? It's got to be just a shot to the heart, because they want the team to win. They really, really do. But they don't want Chris Jones to have success, because as the years go by, and especially if we get the Grey Cup in 2020,
mm-hmm.
right? Think about that. So if they're not, Chris Jones could easily be here in 2020 when we would host the Grey Cup, which I think would, and I know this from listening to some guys chit-chatting about football, that would be just another nail in their heart.
Yep. So, question, did the Riders do the right thing? They sat Charleston Hughes last week. They kind of waited and waited and waited and then finally released a statement just before lunchtime on Friday saying that basically they didn't condemn the DUI. They condemned the treatment of police officers and the fact that he had refused to take the breathalyzer test.
Yeah, that goes against their policy.
Their policy, yes.
Yeah, their policy of respect for authority and police and that type of thing.
Yes, so were they right in sitting him? Your thoughts this morning. Hi, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air. Hi there.
Number, why was Chris Jones wearing his number back of his T-shirt the other day? Does he condone drunk driving?
He wasn't. That was for Neil Hughes, not Charleston Hughes.
Yeah, that was. This all goes back to the diversity. Strength is diversity for the CFL. He's been wearing that for months now. Yeah, so that had nothing to do with Hughes. Not Charleston, anyways.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I want to boot that guy on Friday who said something about everybody is what we're going to be high and doped up like our prime minister. Drugs been around around here a lot longer than that. And does everybody forgot about Harper and his Ford brothers that they were doing drugs and stuff?
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. Again, Rider Nation is always on Chris Jones' back, but what does Chris Jones do? He benched and suspended Charleston Hughes. I give him 110% because when I lived in Edmonton, people were on Chris Jones' back all the time, and the next year they went and won the Grey Cup. Now, Rider Nation, smarten up and grow up.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning. Don't listen to the radio. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I believe it's not being disrespectful to a cop to refuse a breathalyzer. It's your choice, and you have that choice. So I'm not sure why they're talking like that. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot our Honduran man caller that would like to save the world and have everybody move to Canada. He doesn't sound like much of a law and order kind of guy or a border kind of guy. It's just kind of fling open the doors, the borders, let everybody in, kumbaya, we're all going to get along. The real world doesn't look like that, man. And the people that are coming from over there, these are people that don't give a damn about laws. They're just going through police. They're going through barricades. These are the wrong people to be bringing in. Goodbye.
Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute Tom Sargent and his coaching staff for having the boys ready for another 5P.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, let's stop for a moment just to talk about the Hilltops, if we can. And what was it, 58-5 mm-hmm. over the Winnipeg Rifles, and you knew that that was going to happen.
Yeah,
right. You knew that they were going to wipe out the Rifles. And what makes me laugh is Tom Sargent after the game was telling Drew Wilson, "Yeah, we played 36 good minutes, so now the boys are going to have to pay for it, right? In practice tomorrow night, they're going to have to pay the price for not having put in a full 48 minutes.
Humility. Yeah. Humility, right?
Or 30 to 60 minutes, I guess.
Championships don't happen without humility. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello. I'd like to salute the airlines. But I truly do believe that all people, before today, I can't believe that all people, before they fly off, take off, whatever, yeah, I just believe that they really should sing O Canada. I really do believe that they should sing O Canada.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. All you Rider fans out there, I got visions of a Grey Cup. Forget it. Calgary's going to come back and haunt you. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. This postal strike is one of two ways we can look after these people in here. Either privatize the post office or bid out the jobs. They get pensions, they get sick days, and a lot of that is just totally abused in here. So, you know, do something about it in here. This just can't carry on. Cost of living. Where's my cost of living? I don't have a union job. I don't have a pension at the end. I'm a farmer. I have to look after myself.
Thank you for the call. A moment or two left on Boots and Salutes this morning. The Crow, I was talking about eating. Again, maybe I've got to eat a little myself. Okay. Remy Modern Art Gallery turned one yesterday.
Right.
In the first year, 453,000 people went through the doors. More than double what they had anticipated would come through in the first year. So apparently there's a lot of people that are coming to the art gallery to see it. There's more than 40% of those people that come from out of province to see it. So do we have to say, well, maybe this wasn't such a bad idea? If you were on that fence saying that you didn't like, there's so many callers that we had, they're upset with the cost and the expenditures and how the delays were continuing, right? Now do you have to say, okay.
You know what, Dave? Unfortunately, probably 80% of the people who felt that way, even after the statistics, still feel that way.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's almost a 500,000 people.
I know. It's a ton. And you know what? Your cities need those type of things to attract tourists. Really, really we do. We have a beautiful city, and we know it, and we live here. So, but a lot of people need those really high-profile things that make the New York Times top 50 list of things to do in Saskatchewan or to do in Canada or whatever the list was.
Yep.
Right? You need those type of things.
Okay.
Because it brings money to our city, which isn't money locally, right? What we want is we want other people's money. Yeah. We don't want to just share our own money. We want other people's money.
And with the convenient bike lanes, you get there in one fall swoop.